The woolly bear caterpillar felt a little sad. She wished she could be beautiful and exciting instead of plain and dull. But then at last she found some dandelion leaves, which cheered her up. After a tasty meal, she crawled under a big dock leaf. "It's time I got ready to change into a moth," she decided, and she started to spin herself a nice silky coat called a cocoon. The sycamore caterpillar was spinning a cocoon too, in some old leaves on the ground. The vaporer caterpillar's cocoon was on a twig of the apple tree, and the puss moth caterpillar had found a snug hole in the poplar tree's bark for his cocoon. Weeks went by. Then it was time for the moths to hatch out of their cocoons. Out hatched the sycamore moth. She looked quite plain. Out hatched the vaporer moth. He looked rather dull. He did have two white spots on his wings, but they weren't very exciting. Out hatched the puss moth. He looked fairly boring, even though his wings did have a few squiggles.